lot of our young audience will enjoy this because there's some playfulness to the fact that Junior now is part owner of this big ranch. Can you imagine being given everything here? And Danny, of course, is searching through to find out, is there a catch somewhere? Remember, the name of the episode is 5149. There's a little sword fight that actually Ryan thought about, and I thought it would be good to go ahead and use it. The boys handled it well, and I thought it didn't take away from the drama of it. Again, we're talking about young kids. They're very playful at times, and we like to have that going on. Again, a dark episode in its feel, but again, by design, will start to become more illuminated as we grow. This is shot in the tack room here. Now we'll go out some moments later, and Carrie is going to wonder what is going on. And obviously, Chris is going to want to tell him what she heard from Danny the night before, that the horse was butted. Is she going to find the right time? Here, another very, very dramatic scene with the Fab Four. And watch it unfold, because Danny has just found out that she has 49% and that Dad has left 51 to her brother. And again, the power struggle will continue. Junior's very giddy about everything. Danny is heartbroken. And now she's going to tell Chris what everybody's wanted her to tell Chris from the opening gate, and who it was. Now, you as an audience out there knew it was the dad because you've seen that episode, but all the rest of these actors and characters did not. So that's what Wildfire is all about. And I'm talking to all of you that watch Wildfire on a regular basis. And that's why we have a very long intro at the beginning of each show, to let all of you know exactly where the story has been and what's taken place, so that you can enjoy the next story by knowing what's going on. So Chris and Carrie are going to leave these two to talk it out between themselves. And obviously now a great scene unfolds here between the brother and the sister. And when we first started doing this scene, Danny, Nicole, came on very strong, and the more we did the scene, the more it became real, because she stopped thinking about what she was doing, and she just started reacting as if she would in real life. She became unaware that there were cameras in the room or a crew shooting, and she became easier as the scene went on. People came up to me when we first started the scene and said, "Don't you think she's a little over the top?" Meaning, maybe it's not as real, maybe it was a little forced. And the more we did it, and the more she broke down, the more real it became. We were able to take the moments on this show. As you can see here, moments are all about dramatics and people thinking about what's been said. And we try to do that whenever we can on Wildfire. Again, playing them alone and by themselves, and then they'll come together at the end of the scene, and we will end our act with the two of them coming together. Again, remember what I said earlier about a family that is imploding, that will actually draw them all closer to each other. Everything is falling apart. And he can't help but going over and consoling her, as a big brother can do, and she gives into it. It's a wonderful scene, and we really all enjoyed doing it.